It's Wednesday, Hollow Cult. You know what that means. Welcome back to the Night Shift. It's us, your boys. Hope everybody's having a good time, being cool. I think the chat's all screwed up again.
Is it?
It's not moving very. Hey, type L in the chat if you're here.
Elemental P.
Yeah. All right, sick.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. All right, well, I guess that's how we're doing it. Shauna will chime in, let us know if it's working or not.
Yeah, she'll probably say it's busted.
Yeah, she's the boss.
Reboot, control, delete yourselves. All F4.
Anyway, well, we can't communicate with you guys, but we're glad you're here. And if you can hear us, then make sure you go over to the wherever you're at and hit the notification bell, the subscribe button. We hit 5,400 followers on YouTube. Hell nice. Yeah. We're only like 20,000 ways away. No, how many more we got to get?
A lot.
20? We got to do this 20 more times to get a plaque?
No, we got to get to 100,000.
Yeah, that's 20. 5,000 times 20 is 100,000.
I don't fucking know.
I don't know. I'm not a math scientist. It's fine. It's whatever.
You're a mathologist.
Yeah. Oh, as you can see, got a new member over there. Oh, my finger won't go through the thing. But the gnomey, the gnome wrecker. Crack myself up.
That is his official stage name.
The gnome wrecker.
The gnome wrecker.
Well, anyway, I hope everybody's doing good because we can't tell if you're not or are.
Yeah.
Because the chat doesn't work.
I think Shauna said the chat's working just fine.
Hell yeah. I guess I can watch it on my phone.
And she said, nice gnome.
It is a nice gnome.
Yeah. She said it's working nice gnome.
Hell yeah.
So, as long as you guys get to communicate, I know that I didn't get to see some of the normies in there, like Twiz and Brother John, and JJ, and all them guys, Colleen, Verge.
Oh yeah, so we got a third.
I basically seen the Super Gators girl, and Laura, and us. That was it. So there's at least three of us in here.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, because Steve and I obviously count as one.
The chat is popping.
Okay, good.
We'll just have to run it through this way. It's fine. Yeah. Everything's fine. Okay.
I was going to turn it off.
Yeah.
Nope, doesn't do nothing.
No.
Turn it back on. Turn it off. Turn it on. Turn it off. Turn it on.
Gnome against the machine. Twiz is in there.
Okay, cool.
Twiz is in there.
Good deal.
In there. Brother John's in there. Okay, we're just gonna wing it. A three-way.
Yeah, we're going blind.
Something. Yeah, like the corn song. Anyway, hope everybody's doing good. Hope everything's cool. Hang on, we got a first-time night shifter in here.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. According to this, the name is Diane. It says, holy shit, my first one. I just found you guys. Love the content. Alien emoji. This emoji.
Isn't that like Star Trek or some shit?
Yeah, Vanilla Ice or something.
Or is it Ninja Turtle?
Yeah. Except you have to have a nunchuck.
Or Goro.
Or Mr. Krabs. So anyway, I would ask you weirdos what's going on, but Star Trek. Star Trek, there we go.
That's what I said.
Yeah, Kyle's right. I don't know. I don't watch nerdy stuff.
I like Goro better, though.
Who's Goro?
Goro fingers.
From the Matrix?
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, true. True.
You got a sick ponytail like you used to have.
I wish I still had my sick ponytail. My hair is getting long.
I know. I'm going to grow mine out, too. Let's just grow them out as long as we can.
Let's do it. Look at this.
Then off, that's fucking sick. It looks like you're hiding a Pomeranian up there.
Yeah, I am.
Good.
Barton's in here. Oh, there's a bunch of people in here. How many people in here? 40 people. 42 now. Let's go.
Fucking rich.
42. GG's in the chat.
Now, if everybody just donated a dollar, we'd have 42 bucks.
Yeah. My hair wouldn't be 42 feet tall.
I hope it is 42 feet tall.
Oh, damn. Twiz is getting started on Mortal Kombat now.
Hell yeah. Mortal Kombat's sick, bro.
Oh, yeah. Look at all this volume. It's doing something.
It looks good. It's like it fucking reminds me of, I feel like you're in Bon Jovi.
I am.
Good.
Actually.
Just fucking, it's my life up in this bitch.
Man, I'm hell a cowboy.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, damn. Brother John just sent 20 in the chat.
I'm just kidding. You guys don't have to fucking do that. Stop being rich.
I would post it up on the screen, but the chat's not working, so.
Yeah, so stop being rich.
Yeah, stop being rich. Hold on.
What are you doing, Jovi?
Oh, damn it, my pen ran out. It's fine. Oh, what the heck?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to make a sign that says, Brother John, $20 in the chat, but my pen ran out.
You idiot.
Bro, Big Merc just came through and threw 50 bucks in the chat.
What a crazy.
This is my donation mission, guys. Hope you're well.
We're living.
Tony Merc in the chat.
Hell yeah. Long time. Burton. That's weird. I was literally just talking to my wife about him.
The hair summoned him.
Yeah.
Me and him.
I think we just opened a portal.
Burton threw $5 in the chat. You guys are crazy.
Golly.
You guys are nuts.
You can see if we're going to be able to buy a whole lot of burritos with that money.
Bigfoot Society in the chat. Take him to the Matthews Bridge. John, oh, yeah. Brother John just matched Tony another 50.
Says,
I don't want to be outdone. But Laura came through $5 in the chat.
Fucking bidding war.
You guys are crazy.
What is happening right now?
Bidding war. Me and Tony have the same haircut, so that's why.
Hell yeah.
That's why it summoned him in.
Damn, that means it's been a long time since I've seen Stone Tony if he's rocking hair like that.
I hope he is.
Me too.
You guys are crazy.
It would fit him. I think that would suit him.
Oh, damn. Aaron B coming through. Another $5 in the chat.
Damn.
You guys are out of control. We haven't even talked about anything weird.
I know. We're going to be rich.
You guys are nuts. I would be sharing it on the screen, but it don't work. So, wait.
Oh, wait. Oh, spamming. Oh, God. Oh, God.
She popped through.
Holy moly.
You guys are nuts. Absolutely insane. Holy crap.
That's awesome.
That is crazy.
Maybe it fixed itself.
Maybe.
It probably didn't. It's probably just loading and leaving.
It's probably trying to render my hair.
I hope so.
Well, thank you, everyone.
Yeah, it is greatly appreciated. This makes me feel awkward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and it makes us feel weird. Usually we're the ones giving.
If we do feel the love. That's why we can't handle it very well.
Yeah, it makes us feel awkward.
Just know that we appreciate it and are beyond thankful for everything that you guys do.
Yobo and everybody else, this is all that counts, bud. Jesus, stop.
What?
You guys are ridiculous.
Pearl, freaking $20 in the chat. You guys are nuts.
You guys are nuts.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't know. Now it's awkward. You guys, this is awkward.
Good.
Now Tony's texting me. He probably donated $5 million. Oh, no. He sent me a picture with hair. That's fucking rad.
Is he trying to jack my swag?
I mean, I feel like he pulls it off, bud.
What?
He's got it. Did he send it to you too?
No, Bigfoot Society just threw $100 in the chat.
You quit. You quit.
And Bigfoot is real. Bigfoot is fucking real.
Well, Bigfoot is real.
Super Gator Girl, $10 in the chat.
Jesus.
You guys are
profitable. Out
of control.
Oh yeah. Tony said to send his new hairdo to you.
Tony, you got my number.
He's excited though. That's what it is. He's just excited.
Yeah, same. You guys are crazy.
You just keep your hair like that forever.
Tony Merkel.
It's pretty good.
I don't know.
It's almost like, not to steal your thunder, but it's almost like that scene out of Con Air.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
It does have a 90s Nick Cage vibe to it.
I thought you were going to say prison vibe.
Well, kind of. You guys are nuts. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
Who threw stuff in the chat. You guys are out of control.
Yeah, it does. It legitimately makes me feel awkward. I don't know what to do now.
Dude. Bigfoot Society. Bigfoot. You know what? Bigfoot is real. And all these dorks are trying to say that it's not. That's what you get.
Oh, yeah. Hats off to Bigfoot Society for landing Blurry.
Yeah, that's a big interview.
Yeah, dude. Congrats.
Yeah, I know I shouted you out last week on the night shift covering the Ohio Bigfoot flap. Bro, you were on top of it.
Yeah.
On top of it. Like, it was play by play. It was awesome.
Cool. He's like the Bigfoot announcer.
He is. He is.
Yeah.
He's the
crown. And of course, Tony's always killing it too. So
he's the crown prince of Sasquatchology.
Hell yeah. That's an official word.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy that like the news was covering and shit. Like that was a big deal.
Yeah.
You hit a home run with that. You did that. Mint.
It's a mint.
Burton says, did you guys get to meet Jeremiah Van Meter? We did. It was a couple years ago, two or three years.
Yeah. I bought his awesome, which I wish it lasted, but it's not. So your t-shirt guy sucks, but I bought his sick ass Squatcho Man shirt.
Squatcho Man is a great coin. Brother John, $50 more in the chat. You guys
stop. What are you doing? You're gonna spend too much money on us. This is ridiculous. We're not worth that.
Insane. We haven't even done anything except complain about the chat not working.
This is true.
Absolute insanity.
Hey, Holocult. If you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focus and enhanced creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, Not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com. And that's promo code HOLO.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I might fucking, I feel like Eminem, my hands are sweaty now.
You're going to start rapping?
Yeah. I'm quitting podcasting and I'm going to be a rapper.
I'll back you on that. I'll make your beats.
Cool.
Yeah, it was, John, Brother John says, think I caught up to Bigfoot Society now. Yeah, it was cool to meet you there, Jeremiah. It was a good time. We're going to try to get out to more of these things. We've been kind of off the market for a while. Oh, Peyton, $10 in the chat. 10 for tacos.
Tacos are cool.
Tacos are cool. You guys are insane.
See, Steve, I was just telling the other day, bro, you got to be happy. When you're happy, good things happen.
Yeah, you just got to whip your hair back and forth.
We got to be like Franz and get Manifest tattooed on our face.
Sugar Bee Bird, $20 in the chat.
Jesus. You guys are pulling out all the stops tonight.
Get out of here.
This is asinine.
I don't even know what to do.
We're up to like rich now.
Yeah, basically. We can just quit our jobs.
Yeah.
You guys are nuts. I don't even know. I feel like I say we appreciate it and that doesn't do it any
justice. I'm with you. That's why I said it makes me feel awkward. Because I don't know what to do. I don't think I've been love bombed this much in a long time.
they said that the gnome's making them do it.
Hell yeah.
He's mean mugging them.
Fist bump.
Bigfoot Society, the planets are aligning, dogs.
Well, I hope so.
Me too. You guys are crazy. I love you guys.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
You guys are nuts.
I just feel exhausted.
Yeah. Love bombed.
Yeah. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. You guys are the best.
Yeah, for sure.
It was no magic. Yeah, you're right.
Hey.
You're right.
The gnomies pulling us out.
Friggin' ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. But like Steve said, we appreciate it tenfold, more than we could ever express.
Yeah. We're not good at that.
That means I'm just going to have to start working harder on my side projects.
Cult members showing love to their cult leaders. Y'all deserve. You guys stop it. Zachariah Parrish, $10 in the chat. I like throwing money. Y'all deserve it. You guys,
I feel that.
Bigfoot says interview time, dudes. Keep up the good work.
What's up, man? Go kill it.
Stay safe, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys don't support Bigfoot Society, go over there. Check him out. He's gangster. In a constant grind.
Yeah, he's a gangster.
Same with Merc. I'm sure you guys all mess with the confessionals, but
yeah, everybody knows his name.
Yeah. If you don't,
never hurts to keep spitting it though.
No, if you don't, go do it. Another one that grinds constantly.
Yeah. That motherfucker wears me out too.
Lacker Thinner Larry, what's up, losers?
Fuck yeah.
There we go.
It's a sick ass handle.
Yeah. Lacker Thinner Larry, what up?
That's awesome.
And then he comes back with, hey, it's Everett.
Even better.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't even know what to say now.
Yeah, what do you got going on?
I don't
know. Anything weird?
Yeah, let me think. I do got a couple things. We talked about the dolphin story last.
I saw that there's like all of them died.
Yeah. Yeah, I posted that.
What's up with that?
So if you guys didn't check in last week, we talked about this story that came out of Florida where a guy was found on a beach, all sunburned, just drawing a bunch of weird stuff in the sand.
I did see something similar happened in The Simpsons, too.
Weird. Maybe it's
Or The Simpsons, or like the Dolphins kidnapped a dude, took him to Underground City and all that shit.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Basically the same thing. Picked him up, said he took him underground for a bunch of days to build an underground city and then let him go. A lot of people came back saying that it was fake. But I don't know, take from that what you will. Anyway, a bunch of bottlenose dolphins have started dying and beaching themselves on the shores in Florida. I think it's up to 20 in March, which normally I looked up the stats, like 26 is like the average, and they're already doubled that. They almost hit that in March alone. So now there's a conspiracy theory that our government is manipulating the dolphins, the ocean currents, whatever it is, to kill off these dolphins, to keep all of this dolphin human interaction on the down low. Also that they started the Iran war as a cover so they can go to war with the dolphins.
Yes
or true?
I mean, when you put it like that, my arm's kind of tied there.
You know, we know they started the Iran war to cover up the E-files. So who's to say they didn't start it to cover up the dolphin files?
I love that. I love that.
I feel like it's the only answer, honestly.
I agree.
Oh, Dylan says... Oh.
That's a good point. Bearded
Lady mentioned that if you fight the aliens, just circumcise them first so then they can't fly away on their UFOs.
That would be mad.
Yeah.
They would be so mad.
Dude.
We'd probably be the first ones to ever pull that off, though.
To circumcise an alien?
Yeah.
Not it.
I'll do it.
Kyle got it. I'll go in with a snoop.
I got a sharp knife.
Yeah.
He ain't got nothing that's gonna scare me.
Colton is a genius. He is a genius. He's thinking, you know what? Bearded is thinking outside the box. Thinking outside the box.
Yeah, yeah.
Diane said, dude had no drugs or alcohol in his system, and he had deep depth salt water in his lungs. I did hear that. And then I saw that, like, the police came on and were like, this didn't happen, blah, 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 which, you know, the police force is compromised too when it comes to
they always tell the truth.
Yeah.
They always tell the truth.
Boot Smith, what up? Astrophiles, what up? We're just hanging out, talking about the great dolphin war that's going on nobody knows about because the Iran war started and everybody's talking about that.
I feel like that. I feel like the Great Dolphin War is something that we should be a part of. However, also not, because that means we'd have to go into the ocean. Maybe just like man the beach.
Yeah. Which side would you be on?
Not dolphins.
Yeah, they're probably smarter than us.
Well, they're definitely smarter than you and me. I don't know about humanity as a whole, but they definitely got you and me.
Twist says, someone landed a helicopter in the Raytheon parking lot down the street from me, so I'm expecting something big. Ooh, yeah, they're getting ready for their dolphin infiltration. Decrog 69 says, I for one welcome our dolphin overlords.
No. I'm not. No.
A whole lot of dolphins have washed up dead near me around Elgin Air Force Base. See, I told you.
It's so weird.
Air Force versus the dolphins.
I feel like the Air Force will win.
Dolphin war isn't as entertaining as the Afro Man court footage.
Well, there's that.
Oh, hold on. August Leo, Miami Dolphins and the Miami Mall incident. Are they connected?
Coincidence? Connected, I think not.
Connecting the dots.
That's what we do over here.
Yeah.
We connect dots.
Yeah. Yeah. We're solution.
I always hated those coloring books.
I'm going to tame a dolphin and call it Lemon Pound Cake.
Cool.
Solid name.
It is pretty solid.
Yeah. I have a cat named Grub. And
which is a mint name. That's good.
Yeah. Maddox had a hermit crab named Puppy.
Cool.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Lemon Pound Cake is a solid. I didn't see the Afro-Man court case. So I guess I missed out. Crystal says Afro-Man court case was everything this week.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen clips. But that's about it. And I'm not, the internet pissed me off again, so I'm not trying to internet very much.
Yeah, it don't take much. That's what it's designed to do.
I know.
JJ shared something. JJ showed a video in the chat or in the Discord, and it is prime. It tells exactly that. Made to distract and piss you off.
Oh, that's all it does. It's literally all it does.
Peyton says, I thought you were talking about circumcising the dolphins.
No, aliens.
Can dolphins fly the UFOs?
Probably.
Gotcha.
They're smart enough.
Yeah. I need to tuck this back in. It's getting in my eyes. Hold on.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Hold on. It's fine.
There. You just get some duct tape.
Yeah, there. We're good. Well, I had that. The dolphins, all the meteorites just getting crazy this week.
Yeah.
You had the one. Okay. We talked about the Bigfoot flap last week. Bigfoot Society, you need to go over there and check him out. If you don't, I know I keep saying that, but dude was on it. Multiple sites of Sasquatch in like north or southeastern Ohio, mid-eastern. It was like a migration pattern. He had like 8 to 9 sightings just within like 4 or 5 days. Boom, 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 boom. Where it looked like these things were migrating south. Then like 2 days later, a meteorite explodes over the exact same region. Pieces of meteor hit the ground almost as if they knew that it was coming.
That is weird.
Which is bonkers.
That's weird.
Because it's kind of on the same wavelength as when ocean animals will beach themselves before big tsunamis and stuff. Like they know something is coming.
Well, beaching themselves is probably not that smart, but you know, whatever.
Well, I mean, would you rather be on a beach or be in a tsunami?
If I was made for the water, then I would say tsunami. Because at least then it turns me into a missile. Whereas a beach is just fair. Hot.
That's fair.
And dry.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, the chat's kind of working again. Got drones showing up again. I did see that. Some drones were stolen from an airbase somewhere out west.
Get a job, people.
And then there was something else going on with drones over.
Stealing shit.
Going on with drones somewhere. Can't remember.
I haven't seen anything about drones.
Apparently a bunch of them just completely unaccounted for. They don't know who was flying them. Was over something to do with nuclear. Over the B-52 bomber range or something. I can't remember. I just saw it in passing.
That's safe.
Yeah, which is the last place you want a drone over any of our nuclear capabilities.
Yeah, that's safe.
The last place. But on the comet thing, then a bunch of other ones happened. There was one around Houston. They saw something explode over the sky. Then in the Pacific Northwest, they got videos of the sky turning green. So there's meteorite attack.
Awesome.
You know?
Yeah. We're 0-2, fighting a bunch of different fronts. Yeah. Got ocean and outer space now.
Yeah. I don't know which is worse.
It's freaking great.
If you had to be dropped, okay. you can survive. Okay, you can survive the elements. I'm not saying that you can survive whatever's out there, but you can exist in it alive. Would you rather be dropped in the middle of the ocean or tossed out into space?
Space. Because that way I just know I'm gone.
You just float around for
starve. I mean, yeah, I feel like, I'm not afraid of water.
Yeah, everything in the water wants to kill you.
I'm terrified of the water.
What else we got
here? I probably died like 6 times in the water in my past lives.
Yeah, it's got you messed up.
Yeah. Tuesday, PTSD.
Tuesday Bean says two meteors over Michigan. Crystal says it was over our place in Cypress, Texas when I was at my in-laws' pool. That's wild. Diane says she'd choose space too. Hit it up in the chat. Would you rather be stuck in the middle of the ocean or stuck in space? We're not doing a poll. We would make a poll, but we don't know how. So everything in space wants to kill you. Also fair.
Yeah, but it's not water.
Space. A lot of people choosing space.
See, well, ocean's scary, man.
Would you rather have to fight creatures from space or creatures from the ocean?
I feel like fighting creatures from the ocean would be easier because they can't really come on land. So
you got to fight them in there.
Oh, no, fuck that. I'm going outer space.
Yeah. It's been crazy.
There's something about water that just unlocks like a primal fear in me.
Okay, farmer, shush your mouth. Some people say space is liquid, so might be the same thing.
No.
Space ocean is way worse than regular ocean.
You think so?
Yeah. Things can only get so big in Earth ocean. Things can only get so big in Earth ocean. It's not going to be bigger than the United States. In the space ocean, things could be infinite in size. At least
but then in theory, you wouldn't even know you got 8.
No. Which might be better.
See?
Are we stuck on a ship or are we floating? You're floating. You don't get the comfort of being indoors. You're floating.
Yeah, eventually I'm not going to make it in outer space, though. In worst case, Ontario, you just aim at a planet and then scud missile right into the planet.
Yeah, just right into the sun.
Yeah, and you know, it's not going to be that bad.
Boots says ocean, when I want to tap out, it's just going to be way easier. Yeah. Ocean. We're getting some ocean love in here. First it was space. People are all about space.
Nah, man, we don't need no ocean bullshit.
K Farmer says the space whales might be pretty cool.
Yeah, see, they might be friendly. It's a good point. Space while you're around.
That was a good question. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what else I got.
I'm trying to fully remember the debate that I had.
Amethyst says, you got a chance in the ocean. Nobody's coming for you in space. How long did it take for the astronauts? That's true.
You don't have a chance in the ocean. That's a lie.
Everything in the ocean wants to eat you.
Yep. Even if it doesn't know that it wants to eat you.
It's going to eat you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Twiz got the idea to fight Galactus. That's where I'm at, big dog. Yeah. And I do remember this guy vacuum from Nope. That was creepy.
Nope was a good movie. If you haven't seen it, go check it out.
It was decent.
I like the final alien design. That was cool. Not what I expected.
All right. So I'm going to try to, from memory, throw this question out there. I was watching this video. And it was on these people. They were talking about like psychics and being able to communicate with the afterlife, so on and so forth. And they were basically arguing that, or not arguing, they were putting out there, so their argument would be that The reason why this is frowned upon is because from birth, everyone is essentially assigned a demon. So from the moment you enter this world, there's a demon that is essentially assigned to you to influence your life, yada, yada, yada. And that is why you're not allowed to really venture off into the world of being like psychics or communication with the afterlife, because all communication would be from a demonic entity. That is why. So whenever you go to a psychic and they're like, you know, Steve's like, hey, let me talk to my grandma. And your grandma, quote unquote, says something that only Steve would know. So it blows Steve's mind because he's like, there's nobody that knew that. It's impossible. They argue that it is from that demon that has stayed with you through your entire lifetime and has actually witnessed these events in real time.
Yeah, I saw
it that. Just has the capability of bringing them back up. So you saw the video?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are your overall thoughts on that idea?
I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like if you believe that we are assigned guardian angels, you almost have to believe that the opposite is going on. Like if you have an angel on your shoulder, you're going to have a devil on your other shoulder.
Right, which is maybe where the saying comes from.
If that's the case, it's not that far out of the realm of imagination that thing has stuck with you forever, knows everything about you, knows things about you that you probably don't even remember. So if it were able to tap in when you were trying to do things of metaphysical in nature, things of occult in nature, you know, like use a Ouija board or go to a psychic, it doesn't feel that far out of the realm of possibility that thing could tap in, pose as your loved one, and pass the information on. But the question I have is like, why? It's already with you. It's already influencing you. What would that do? What is the purpose of it doing that? You know what I mean?
I mean, probably to further spiral you.
It could. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. You
know, but I disagree because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, if you remember, I think they were making the argument that every communication is from a demonic point.
Yeah.
Like when you reached out, it is pure demonic.
Except reply. If it's prayer. That was the one thing that he, like, if it's prayer to God and you kind of get confirmation, then that's different. But if you go to a psychic and get confirmation, that's bad.
And so, like, my thing is I don't buy that for the simple fact that if evil, because why would soul evil, and I say that in the form, you know, in the context obviously of demons and demonic forces and what have you, why would that be given soul, like, you know, given the ability to just strictly run with us if we don't have the opposite in the same realm? You know what I mean? Like you said, like, that's almost implying that we don't have the guardian angel on our shoulder as well. It's almost implying that everything in our realm, in our existence, that would be from a spiritual standpoint is demonic.
Unless it's directly tied to the church, maybe. Was it first off, Eric from Uncomfortable in the chat. What up, big homie? Everybody go support the Uncomfortable podcast. Check them out if you haven't already. But I think the video you're talking about, was it
he was like a couple podcasters,
right? Yeah, and he was on Sean. I saw the one I saw him on was Sean Ryan.
Oh, really? I didn't know he'd made.
Yeah, he was also on Burry. He's making some big rounds, but the one I saw him on was Sean Ryan. And because it almost made it feel like if it was directly tied to the church or God or religion, then it's legit. It's good. But anything outside of that is bad. That's like he was almost spinning the narrative that you're saying, like everything that we are involved in is bad.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I don't buy that. And I'm not trying to punch down on anybody or anything like that. It just, my belief system operates differently. And I just, I guess because, and I get that those moments would be impactful. I'm not going to lie. However, if you look at it through a lens of communication between human beings, there are people out there that are pieces of shit and are going to give you wretched advice, but there are also people out there that are going to give you life-saving advice.
Yeah.
And so in hindsight, it's kind of up to you to decide which path you're going to walk. You know what I mean? Like, it comes down to you, you know?
Which even in that idea that everything, every kind of contact outside of a religious, spiritual contact is negative, why, for what reason? If demons are so bad, why are they out there changing people's lives and stuff like the,
it's a good question.
The tarot reading you had.
Yeah. Cause it wasn't negative
impact.
It was not negative in any context at all whatsoever. And if anything, it did the complete opposite.
Exactly.
You know, it pushed me toward being more spiritual than not.
If it was a demonic presence, and if it was a demonic presence, and demonic presences are bad, why would it do that?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
There was there was no overtly religious connotation between you and her.
No,
We don't know her beliefs or her religion or what she was into or whatever. We just know that she pulled cards.
Yeah.
So why, if it was something negative, why would it have such a positive experience on you? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree.
It just feels like a narrative that's trying to be pushed to further the old world thinking that anything outside of prayer in the church is negative and bad.
I mean, I overall fuck with that overall. And I'm not trying, like I said, I'm not trying to punch down on church or anybody's beliefs or anything like that.
I feel like they do that. And it probably started when the church was coming forward, you know, they were integrating all of these pagan religions and stuff. They were trying to be a number one king of New York. So they made everything that wasn't within their bubble bad. You know what I mean? To try.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the best way to do it.
And I mean, I do also. All right. I'm not going to say that I agree with what I'm about to say, but I understand it. I understand a person feeling like, listen, Kyle's stupid. He's gullible. This could be really bad for people like him. You know, where I could get a reading and it could be something that could make my life spiral out of control, essentially. You know what I mean? Like, you're dabbling with things that you're not mentally capable of actually dealing with and processing. Therefore, I have the notion to shepherd you away from what most likely could be a terrible experience. I understand that approach. Do I agree with it? No, I do not. But there are also times in our little paranormal journey here that, you know, Steve and I have been extremely conflicted on meanings and, you know what I mean? The difference is that me and Steve have the ability to hash it out between ourselves, and some people don't, you know, they don't have that.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. And I mean, I don't know. It can be a dangerous thing.
I agree. You know? I absolutely agree. I think it can be extremely dangerous, but I don't know. Like I don't, in my gut, in my heart, I don't think that everything is bad.
No, me either.
I just can't. I can't believe that. There has to be a light out. There has to be light out there somewhere.
Like Gator's girl said, ask a psychic, folks. I credit everything to God, but still work as a psychic. Seeing that goes exactly, I feel like that goes exactly against what old dude was trying to push.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. That narrative kind of, well, like when I heard it, I'm just like, I don't know if I believe this. I don't know that I can stand and let that narrative kind of get punched out there so people consume it. And I mean, if it does something for you, then that's great. That's great. And like I said, I think we could all agree that dabbling in that world is not for everybody.
No, you're right. You're right. And people find solace in let me try to figure out how to articulate this. They find solace in pushing away things they don't understand. Which seems counterintuitive, because if you have an overtly like religious person and every good thing they happen, they credit to God, but then they are completely against, they throw out any inkling, even acknowledging anything of the paranormal, the supernatural, the metaphysical. It seems counterintuitive. Those ideas should be similar. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. This is like really complex.
It's hard to articulate.
It is because I also don't like there is truth in saying ignorance is bliss. You know what I'm saying? Like
100%.
Some people don't want to know or even acknowledge that aliens could be real or that demonic possession could be real.
It's easy.
There are a lot of people out there that would just rather not know that information.
Yeah. Which is why I think it's why they put out catastrophic disclosure. You have people that push that all out of the back of their mind that alien, there's no way, there is no way on this planet that aliens are real, and they show up in their front yard, people's brains are going to melt.
Oh yeah. 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 And then there's people that use situations as solace, you know, just because it is a massive comfort to just be like, you know, God has the steering wheel. Whatever happens, happens, baby. Yep. You know, and don't get me wrong, like I admire some of them old school fire and brimstone people that are just like, hey, my shit's written out. I'm going hard in the paint, boys. It doesn't matter. I respect that big time.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really mean to like cross down that road, but I don't know. It bothers me to think that there's a message out there that like almost everything is just dark. It's all evil. It's all dark.
And I feel like,
you know, and I could understand making the statement like almost like it's a tug of war for humanity between good and evil. And that right now there is a, it looks like evil's winning. It doesn't mean that light's non-existent though.
I feel like you have to have the dark with the light. I see people talking about it in the chat. You have to have that, you know?
I mean, it's the only thing that makes sense if you're going to argue one or the other. Yeah. They have to coincide.
But I don't think everything outside a very specific narrative being pushed as good is bad.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. And like, I don't know. That's just, Like even as fucking downright terrified as we would be with aliens, much love,
Scott,
aliens, and aliens. I still have a remote belief that at least one of them motherfuckers out there is not a piece of shit. There's got to be at least one cool alien out there.
I'm probably gonna
if they exist out there on their planets, and there's no way that all of them are asshats. There's just no way.
The one good alien shows up, I punch it in the face, Kyle circumcises it, now it's stuck here, hang out with us forever.
I mean, that's not so bad.
We are kind of cool.
It might be mad at us for a little bit, but
it'll get over. Can you imagine the look on an alien's face when I give it the first hit of Ultra Sunrise?
They're going to be pretty stoked.
He's going to be like, I see why all these different alien races are battling for Earth. Mm-hmm. Monster energy.
Yeah, you guys have these sweet energy drinks.
Yeah. As far as I know, we are the only planet in existence that has aliens abducting its members. We are also, as far as I know, the only planet in existence that has this Ripper. So it makes sense when you don't think about it.
I agree. Sometimes that's the worst. You just got to turn the brain off.
Yeah. It makes sense if you don't think about it. It's easy. Let's see if the chat's, chat's screwed up again.
But that's kind of really the narrative I like to push, is just that there's always the polar opposite of what, you know, your argument. Yeah. You can't just lock everything out, man.
Twiz says you got to break some eggs when swinging a sledgehammer down at the bus stop. That's not what he said. That's what I said. But
same thing.
What else we got here? If you have five different people from five different cultures, everyone's going to have a different name for the same thing. That's true. That's true. Makes it convoluted. Absolutely. And confusing sometimes. Like Kyle's episode that's coming up Monday. You guys are going to love it.
It's wild.
We get a little crazy.
It's wild.
What else did I have? I had something else here. Boot Smith, his name's Bigfoot Bong Ripper. Super Gator Girl says this year everything's going to get turned upside down, but we have to get through it to break it down so we can build up a new planet.
I hope you're right.
It's kind of on the same thing we're talking about here, but also kind of not. There had been a post going around on 4chan from last summer, so around June of 2025. And everybody's saying that this guy who made the post saw the future. Because the things he mapped out a whole thing of what's going to happen within the next few years. And so far, you can find a very specific point where we're at right now, which is crazy. So you have to keep in mind that this was posted June of 2025. I guess I could pull it up on the screen, or I could just read it to you guys. Let me see if I can find it first. Hang on. That way we can all be on the same page here. Talk amongst yourselves.
So this dude's from the future. Or has seen the future.
Yeah, has mapped out the future.
Interesting. I don't know that I would really want that capability.
Me either. Especially when you hear what this guy talks about.
Oh, great.
Man, I don't know what I searched up to find this. Talk amongst yourselves, everyone. But it's wild.
So there was more bad stuff to come then?
Oh yeah. It gets a lot worse, but then it gets better.
Well, I don't really want to go through a lot worse.
No, I get that. You know what? I'll just read it out to you guys because I can't find it right now. 4chan. Let me see. 4chan prediction 2026. Multiple predictions about 2026 are lining up. Hold that thought. never mind. That's not what I want.
And of course, of all places to go, he goes to 4chan to dump it.
Yeah, which is where a lot of people live.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Oh, here we go. Found it. Okay, I'm going to pull this up for you guys, and then we can read it. So, let me find here what I need to do. Share screen. 4chan predictions. Okay. All right. How's this look for everybody? Can everybody see that? Do I need to, how do I make it bigger, Kyle?
Should be Command Plus.
Oops.
Yeah, click on your Reddit tab.
This is going the opposite way. Now it's going the opposite way. How's that
looking? Dog.
How's that looking?
Can't see, I can't read it, but whatever.
All right, I'll just read it for you guys, but you just know this is where it comes from. Okay, so it starts out, this was posted in June 2025. Starts out, Israel breaks ceasefire and strikes Iran. Happened. Trump responds with B2 bunker busters on nuclear sites. Close. Did it happen? Did they hit the nuclear sites?
I don't know either.
Iran hits all Gulf oil fields and U.S. bases, blocks Hormuz and Bab al Mandeb, which they have blocked Hormuz, attacked all the oil places. U.S. sends 3 aircraft carriers, at least 2 sunk by Iran, Russia, and China using Shmooishmide tactics.
Mm.
We haven't got there yet. U.S. tries amphibious invasion. First fails with massive casualties. Second attempt succeeds. Oil field seized. Advancement halts. U.S. civil war begins. Anti-war bloc takes D.C. with military support. U.S. splits in 2 and retreats from the Middle East. Turkey betrays NATO, joins Russia-Iran-China alliance, attacks Israel. China invades Taiwan and Guam. North Korea invades South. Japan fails to stop it. India possibly flips sides. Russia invades Poland and the Baltics. Links to Kaliningrad. Finland and NATO invade Russia. Take St. Petersburg. Europe collapses into riots, famine, and civil wars. Latin America allies with China and Russia. U.S. invaded from the South. Advancement stop at Colorado. 50 to 150 tactical nukes used in high atmosphere. Tsar bomb and 2 strategic nukes used in Europe. Israel destroyed. Palestinians wiped with it. Air travel completely ends. Crime and chaos everywhere. 3 weeks of nuclear events. Fake alien invasion begins. Majestic 12 releases synthetic alien soldiers known as PLFs. PLFs hunt down survivors. FEMA camps classify people as useful or undesirable. By 2027, 5 billion dead. Fake aliens defeated with the help of real aliens. One world government under MJ-12 and the UN. Dome of the Rock destroyed. Script complete.
Where was the get good part?
Nowhere. When the real aliens come to help us. You talked about good aliens.
Yeah, but then we fall under one world government.
Yeah, well, they didn't help. They didn't specify how much they were going to help us.
Yeah, that just sounds all bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't sound good at all.
No,
I hope that it's not real. I don't see America split in half.
I hope not.
No, I don't think we got so, enough man. Enemies.
No, we got enough enemies to have enemies within our enemies.
Not unless something. It had to be something fucking so crazy. Like I know there's a bunch of fucking bullshit online, but I think those are just sissy crybabies. I don't think that I think that that's probably at best 8% of the population.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that that's the majority. I don't think that the majority of people in this country have that much hate in their fucking hearts. I don't believe it.
I hope not.
I hope not too. I would be pissed if I was wrong, but
I don't
I just don't think
I think the smallest, angriest percent are the loudest.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting since like the first few steps he had talked about it are had kind of fell into fruition, like boom, 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 boom.
It is concerning. I'll admit that. That's concerning.
I got to the amphibious invasion part where I did see that they're sending like 4,000 Marines over at some point. I saw that yesterday or some shit. They're getting ready to deploy them over there. So
that's great. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Which I mean,
and I'm not trying to
make this the largest, one of the largest, actually, it'd probably make it the largest conspiracy ever to be perpetrated if that was the case. If this all played out, that would mean that Blue Beam's real.
Which to say that out loud is crazy.
It is crazy.
That out loud is crazy. And I'm not trying to like stir into the world bullshit or whatever, but I thought it was interesting that they posted that and the first three or four came true before, like they called it before it happened. So we all know Iran and Israel have been at each other's throats forever.
And so, think about that too. Like by that timeline, in less than a year, 5 billion people dead.
Yeah.
5 billion people.
I can't even fathom that.
No,
I don't know. 500 people.
Right.
Crazy.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying that like somewhere out there, there's some psychopath that's like, this is a good idea.
Yeah. They're probably running a country right now.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And it's just wild to me. It's just fucking wild. I just won't understand it. I don't think I'll ever understand it.
No, same. Same.
I don't know, dude. People online are dumb. Fucking get happy.
Twist got a point.
What's that?
COVID about started a civil war. Wait till something real. Wait till I'm going to get banned for saying that word.
I think it was a lot of that was just fucking smoke. Don't get me wrong. People are at an all-time high for being a piece of shit. I will give you that. But to have that kind of hate, like to go to full-scale civil war.
Dude, a full-scale nuclear war.
Yeah, like that takes so much more than what people think that it does. Because, I mean, everybody listening has the ability to do bad things, but nobody wants to do those bad things at all.
No.
I think most people just want to be fucking happy and be left alone. Really.
True. True.
I know it's, I mean, if anything, I see more of like a revolution happening than a civil war. Because the world is choking out normal people. It's getting harder and harder to survive every day. I just don't know that calculates to aiming your sights at your neighbor. I could be wrong. I might underestimate people. I don't know. I hope that I don't.
I don't think so. I used to be very negative. Still kind of am, but not nothing compared to what I was. I didn't have a lot of hope for humanity, but as I get older, I think I get wiser. And I also think I get more empathetic. So I like to think that people will choose to do good. Like 90% of people will choose to do good before they do evil.
Yeah. I'm with that sentiment. You know, I know that, like I said, I know people are at an all-time high for kind of, It's just the world that's been bred right now. It's just selfishness. Is that a high that I've never seen?
Oh yeah.
Because you and I come from a world. It's weird because I was thinking about this today. You and I come from a world where, and mind you, like our circles are small, right? But there are people in this world, like right now, to this day, that old rules still apply. Steve, you ain't got money to eat some food. I got you tonight. Because I know somewhere down the line, if I ain't got money for a meal and you got money for a meal, you're going to get me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just how it works.
And that's what I mean by the old world rules apply. Because that's how we grew up. We took care of each other. And it was never a thing, right? We lived in a time where, shit, you ain't got no money. I got 20 bucks. That's going to get us dinner tonight.
Yeah.
We'll figure out tomorrow.
Yep.
Well, you know, if whatever. We got to scrounge change up. We got to do this. And I miss those fucking days. I miss the days where we kind of collectively took care of each other. And now it's just so much about like me, selfish, me. That shit sucks.
Yeah. I think a lot of that comes from social media, and
I do too. That's kind of what I'm getting at. Like it's crazy,
which is ironic that it's called social media and it made us as antisocial as we've ever been.
Yeah.
Ever. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it made envy one of the top fucking things. Like people are so envious of everything else. And I think the older I get, the less I require. You know what I mean? Like I've been finding happiness in just like sitting down with my wife and having a conversation.
Yeah.
Like that makes me happier than going out and fucking, you know, buying a new car or some dumb shit that I don't care about.
I think that comes with getting older. I think it comes with wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. You realize that no amount of stuff can make you happy.
Yeah.
It's a temporary filler.
It really is. It really is. And like, I don't know, it kind of hit me today because I was just thinking, I'm like, man, like, it is real. The people you surround yourself with, like, that is your world.
Yeah.
You know, it literally is your world.
It's our reality.
Yeah. It really is. And it's also kind of sad, but also understanding how important your circle is in your life. I think that gets undervalued and not expressed very much about how important everybody is in your circle. How much it influences your life. And
it's easy to get consumed with everything else going on.
Yeah.
And not focus on the things that are true, like really important to your existence.
Yeah. All by design, mind you. And we all know that.
Necro says, Bledsoe has some vision from an alien in 2012. About Israel and Iran's changing missile strikes in April 26, then coming from the ocean to wake, or then orbs coming from the ocean to wake people up. A comet is coming April 4th into the sun.
Cool.
So if we'll swing back around April 5th and see what happens.
I hope he's legit and he's not blowing smoke.
I've lived through so many end time predictions that I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm with Steve on that one. I'm not gonna take it with a grain of salt. If it pans out, it's gonna be fucking wild.
I just know there's so many of these. So many of these happen all the time. And people, I just hope that if it doesn't happen, the entire UFO community stops feeding into it. If April comes around, nothing fucking happens. Just shut the fuck up about it. Let him live his life. Let him go on about the white lady, blah, 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 blah.
just stop changing the goalpost to where, oh, now it's, you know, it sounds like a cult, like Applewhite was like, hey, the end of the world's supposed to be this time, and it doesn't happen, and he's got egg all over his face. He's like, well, actually, I was wrong. The end of the world is 3 weeks down the road. Everybody get ready to off themselves. Like, get out of here.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not buying into any end time shit.
Me either.
Currently, I'm more focused on the here and now. And actually, if anything, I'm trying to slow down time. I'm not trying to set goalposts for April or December, which furthers me moving faster through time. I'm literally trying to slow down as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, Twist says they'll always come up with something new, and that's what I mean. Like, they make these predictions, nothing happens, then they change their predictions. I could do that. You want to do a social experiment? You want me to create a prediction?
No.
I can make shit up. I can say, hey, an alien came down and it wasn't circumcised, so it was flying UFOs, and it was in this beautiful white light, and it told me that in 2029, there's going to be comets, you know, hitting the St. Louis Arch, but the Chicago Bulls are also going to win the NBA championship, and I can just make up a whole bunch of shit and see if people buy it.
So you just manifested that into reality?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. JJ just popped in. Oh, it's coming at the most awkward moment. It was probably the circumcision thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Most likely.
Hi, JJ. Welcome in.
Morden Dolly.
We came to the conclusion that, well, Kyle brought up last night shift that people that are circumcised can't fly UFOs. Were you here for that? You probably were. But anyway.
No.
If not, that's where we're at. So someone brought up today that if we fight aliens, not only do we have to punch them, but we also have to circumcise them so they can't escape.
I do like the idea that if we do that, then they're forced to hang out with us.
Yeah, forced to drink Monster. They're going to be ripped.
Dude, they're going to be bouncing off the walls.
I was going to say something before I went on the tangent about fake end of the world scenarios, which pissed me off. Every time I see it on Reddit, I'll get on the alien forums trying to look up new stuff to write an episode on, and I'll immediately see all that horse shit, and I'll just get so angry. I would love to be wrong. I would love to be caught with egg on my face, but I know that I won't. But I also know that when none of this shit happens, everything's just going to change, and there's going to be excuses, and the goalpost is going to get set further out, and people are going to keep talking about it. And it's going to make me want to smash my head through this screen.
Don't do that. Just be happy.
Yeah, I try to be. I need to get off Reddit. I did. Speaking of Reddit, this has nothing to do with Reddit, but speaking of Reddit, I did find more Marian apparitions in Egypt.
Really?
Weird, right? And recent ones.
It is weird.
Within the last 15 years, 20 years. So I was going to say,
why the fuck can't we see him?
Because we're not in Egypt.
Well, she can come here.
The pyramids are in Egypt.
I don't give a fuck about the pyramids.
Bledsoe said there's stuff under the pyramids.
So that's fucking what? There's probably shit here,
I've
too.
I've made the connection. No, okay. White lady appears in Egypt in 68. Well, hold on. Egypts are built in pyramids are built in Egypt.
Fuck yeah, go with the first one.
Before 68. I don't know when they were built, but it was before 1968. White lady shows up in Egypt. Mm-hmm. Bledsoe sees white lady, says there's stuff under the pyramids. Mm-hmm. White lady in Egypt. Solved.
That made no fucking sense.
See, now you understand every time I read that horse shit.
Okay.
That's called confirmation bias, connecting dots that don't exist.
Well, I mean, I feel like to a degree that's fair, because I do it too.
Yeah, it is fair, but maybe I need to write a book about it, because I just solved it.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, I do. I got more Egypt sightings. If you guys want me to run it back and do another episode on these other Egyptian sightings, one was 2002 and one was 2010 or some shit like that.
I would like to witness something like that. That'd be fucking sick.
It would be cool. It would be cool. No.
I just wonder, like, it's weird to even say this because I have seen weird shit before. But at this point in my life, I would like to know what would happen if I witnessed something like that. Like how I would process it now.
That would be interesting.
You know what I mean?
Because I know that I talk about...
Especially if you and me were together and we witnessed something like this.
That time that the priest, that Catholic priest, Father Machado, the one who could read souls and the one who's been talked about where Which during his sermons...
So rad to hang out with him.
Things trying to like... It was on Art Bell. Father Machado was doing a sermon and people heard things trying to get into the church and stuff.
Whew.
Anyway, I went and
it gives me goosebumps.
I went and saw him when I was dating my ex-wife, and I've talked about it before. When he put the holy oil on my forehead, it was so weird. I mentioned in the Our Lady of Zaytun episode the woman who had the malignant tumor. When she saw and started praying, she felt like an intense heat over her body. That was basically the same thing that I felt when he did that. It was so, and I said, I don't know if I was in the moment. Everybody was there. Everybody was putting so much intent and belief into this guy. But when it did, I was like, this is weird. Something's happening.
I didn't feel the heat per se, but like whenever I had that experience at my house, I felt it go through my body.
It's a weird feeling. I can't describe it.
I don't know if it was the same thing that you felt, but I definitely felt something go through my body.
It was almost like warm water. It was just like, I don't know how to describe it. It was weird.
So weird.
And when I was listening to Art Bell, not Art Bell, but Coast to Coast, and that woman called in and mentioned it, I was like, holy shit.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's super fucking cool, though. I don't remember that.
I don't either. There's so many of them that do weird stuff.
It'd be interesting to do an episode on demonically possessed, I guess, preachers, if you will. You know, for lack of better words. It's hard to find information on that.
Backwards golfer says, yeah, boys, Y2K was a bust. 2012 was a letdown. Now all I do is sit back, pop some popcorn, and listen to Hollow Sky. P.S. The Mary episode was awesome.
Sick.
Heck yeah.
That's what's up.
Heck yeah.
But that is what's up.
Cat fan says, is that a gnome? It is.
Well, yeah.
Kyle's the Fey Lord.
I've had this thing forever.
It would hide out in his garage just creeping.
Bro, I had to give him a bath before I brought him in here. He was dirty as a motherfucker. Bro, he had like moss color cobwebs.
Yeah. Kyle's the cat fan says you missed the lore. Kyle is the Fey Lord.
Yeah.
I don't remember how that started.
I don't know. Not really.
No. Kyle.
All that I know is that it happened.
Yeah. Kyle's the Fey Lord. He likes to hang out with us.
For him.
Yeah, I love that he's just right there. He's like the third host.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the gnome wrecker. That's his moniker now. He needs some Hollow Sky swag, though.
Yeah, I've always thought about he's holding like a little stick here. I've always thought about extending it and then making him hold a sign, you know, whatever I want to put on it.
Yeah, have it chained every week. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
We need to make a fighting game with cryptids, exorcists, angels, military, aliens, etc. Who would be the boss? Dude, that is a good question.
I don't know.
Who would be the boss?
No, that's a hard one.
I saw an interview with a super soldier who said that he had to go out and fight intergalactic AIs that were like spiders the size of planets and shit. So
I feel like that was basically in Contra.
Fair.
But intergalactic AI is a pretty decent boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably, it doesn't get a whole lot more OP than that, I don't think. Unless you start throwing in like real fucking unbeatable gods, then.
Oh, don't forget Lucy. Yeah, she's back there. She's right there. Just kicking it.
Solomon would probably be a good boss. Being able to control.
Saturn.
Oh, fuck yeah. That'd be a good one. Saturn would be solid. Be a fucking ripper.
He'd just manipulating you into doing whatever he wanted you to do. You'd think you'd be winning, but you're just chained.
Oh my God. It'd just be fucking, he would vanish and then his eyes would pop off in the back screen and it would just be the gaze of Saturn. Just try to come down. Bah.
Done. Game over. Yeah. You think you won, but
instant fail.
Cryptid Voltron final boss is Necro. Conspiracy Chaos jumping in. Did you guys talk about the report on Reddit by the Miami police officer? No, I didn't. I just saw that before we got on, so I didn't have time to get into it. But I think who shared it? Somebody big shared it. I think Tripoli shared it about a Miami police officer that came forward that was at the mall. Came forward with all this weird shit. Tons of weird stuff. But who knows if it's real or not. Yeah. Talking about seeing people in these weird states of just almost paralysis, just standing there, people bleeding from their eyes and shit, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, that's fucking scary. But that almost sounds like what happened in Venezuela.
Face peelers.
No. Whenever Trump went in. Because didn't they use some secret-ass weapon? Yeah. It was fucking all types of people up.
Which they mentioned that in the article, in the blurb that Sam shared about almost like a Havana syndrome kind of thing where they're bleeding from their eyes and their ears. Yeah, same thing.
Interesting.
Later, Lady Liberty says, podcasts are as close as I want to be to anything supernatural or off-planet beings. I get that. Conspiracy Chaos popping in. My buddy Riley from Midwest Mythos has a great Bigfoot encounter story for you guys. Oh yeah, tell him what's up.
Sick.
Also hit up Bigfoot Society. We'll both do it. Cause it's kind of Jeremiah's bag, really, but we like Bigfoot stuff too.
Yeah.
We like gnome stuff, we like Bigfoot stuff. What else we got? I live in Iowa and can't name any Iowa lore. It's sad. Oh, I got two new sick books. I thought of Iowa because you mentioned it. And then I thought of Illinois because Iowa is close to Illinois and also close to Illinois alphabetically. But I got these books on fairy encounters.
Hell yeah.
The first one is all British and UK. And the second one's all in the United States. And it goes state by state with a bunch of different
Cool.
fairy encounters. It's rad. They just got delivered today.
Imagine how hard it is to compile that information.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me look
That'd up. Be like pulling fucking teeth, bro.
Let me look up my Amazon orders and I'll tell you guys what it's called. Cause I might integrate those into the 40 and 50s, which sucks because I already went through, we're already quarter of the way through. But I might start popping those into, unless I do whole ass episodes on them, which I could. Okay, they're called The Fairy Census. I got part one and part two. The Fairy Census part one is the UK and Great Britain. The Fairy Census part two is the United States. Fairies and fairy lore stories.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
For some reason, that is a topic that's just ultra compelling.
Because you're the Fae Lord.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I might be a little biased.
Yeah. Okay. So the first one, Fairy Census part one, Britain and Ireland. But pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. What else we got? We got a couple minutes here. Have to check out. Yeah, go check out Midwest Mythos. Go check out Conspiracy Chaos, everyone. Did you all talk about those multiple Bigfoot sightings in Ohio before the meteor? Yeah, we did. We talked about that right off the rip. I talked about the sightings last week, but then we talked about the meteor exploding, possibly being some sort of migration pattern, or maybe they were in tune and knew what was going on.
Which is before that. Crazy.
I think those are just Ohioans. That's fair. Do bonus episodes on the states you already did. I could do that. My daughter had a My State project. I told her about the Dulce base UFOs, etc. She said, no, Dad, real history. Tell her that is real history. That is real history.
That's awesome.
You gotta start learning them young. Wait till you get to Indiana. We got plenty. I'm just going to do a whole episode on Twiz when I get to Indiana. Just Twiz lore.
Juggalo.
Yeah, Juggalore.
There you go.
Are leprechauns in the gnome family? I feel like yes.
Yeah.
I don't know for a fact.
They gotta be.
I feel like yes. They're very normie. I think the Fae Lord thing came about when you were talking about auras. Yeah. Uh-oh. Twist says, just so you know, Kyle, I charged my earbuds to call in. We were going to open the phone lines, but we got to talking about some stuff.
Yeah.
We got carried
away. I was charging the phone.
We got carried away. And we're trying, if we have guests on, we can also open the phone lines. I guess it just depends on the way the conversation goes. Because we're trying to get set up where we can bring some guests. I know Conspiracy Chaos wants to come on. And we're just going to start getting people in to hang out on the night shift with us. That way you all can interact. If you got questions for other creators, it'll also kind of give us a chance to branch out. So we're going to work on that too. Just been kind of a busy week. JJ says, I always did reports on wild stuff in school. They had to grade me an A because they would investigate it and couldn't find any lies. That's what's up. How did you guys handle your kids when they came home from school talking about things we know aren't true?
I just say it's not true.
Yeah. I said, do your own research, nerd. Do your own research.
No, I mean, I am one in regards to that. I will just be like, no, they're a fucking idiot. They're not smart. You listen to your dad.
I'll just say, hey, go in the recording room and pull out a book.
Except for when it comes to the paranormal, then I do have to bend the truth a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want to creep them out when they're little.
My kids will get creeped out.
Dude, my kids are 19 and 16. When I don't know if Everett's still in here, but I'm totally calling them out. When they come and visit and come and hang out like during the summer and stuff, Everett insists on sleeping in Maddox's room with them. So
I don't blame him.
He only likes the cryptid episodes we do. He don't want to hear about aliens. He don't want to hear about it. He don't want to hear about ghosts. He just wants to hear about cryptids.
Yeah, I don't blame him. There is something to the whole like flesh and blood thing.
Some of Kyle's old glasses look swollen, that gnome. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. We gotta get him some accessories.
Yeah. It'd be cool.
And if you guys want, you can send gnomes to the P.O. box and Kyle's whole room will just get filled with gnomes.
I do like gnomes. Gnomes are fucking cool.
Yeah. 80 or 90 times. That's too many gnomes, I am. Yowie episode. I know. There's so many, like, we're...
How many episodes in are we? Probably almost
400. Almost 360 after our next one.
There's so many things we haven't even touched on yet. It's bonkers. It's crazy.
I know.
We haven't done a Loch Ness episode. We haven't done an OG Mothman episode.
Or Roswell.
Roswell. Yowie.
I've really been considering deep diving Roswell.
There's so many conspiracies we haven't touched. Haven't talked about 9/11. Haven't talked about any of that.
Yep.
We go off on these tangents on weird stuff that nobody's heard about, which a lot of people like. But it's the big heavy bangers is hard for me to write because I don't feel like I do it justice. I don't feel like I put enough time into getting good, all the deep depth information in.
Yeah.
These weird ones that are like, there's only so much information you can gather about like the Our Lady of Zaytun. There's only so you exhaust your resources pretty quick on something that a lot of people haven't talked about. But when you get into the big stuff, it's overload.
And that is true. The big ones are definitely for the algorithm. 100%.
I was just thinking that like we did ourselves. I don't want to call it a disservice because people love the off the wall stuff that nobody's heard of. That's what a lot of people tune in for, things they haven't heard of. But the big ones are for the algorithm. One of the best drops we ever had, ever, in the history of the show was just a few weeks ago when we were talking about the Epstein files on the night shift and Kyle labeled it the Epstein files. That motherfucker had over 5,000 downloads the first day it dropped.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
What is happening? And it's all because it was labeled Epstein files.
And you are correct. Those word count, they do take a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it does. It's funny, too, because it all depends on the banter. Sometimes I'll have a 5,000 word episode. And I'm like, sweet, we'll get two bangers out of this. And there'll be 20 minutes left. And I'm on the last page like, oh, God.
Yeah. Scott, yeah. Next night shift, make yourself known. And we'll for sure open the phone.
And that's another thing. I know we're getting past in time, but if we have guests on, do you still want us to open the phone or do you want those things to be separate of one another? Does it take away from having a guest on if we then open the phone lines? So, I don't know. Necro says, take a few facts, make wild speculations. We can look up the facts for ourselves. We show up for is the banter.
Well, you guys are of a different breed.
We try our best.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know. Some people bitch, some people, it just is what it is.
Tia says, it's cool as long as I'm the guest.
Cool.
Okay. We're going to wrap it up there. You guys are crazy tonight.
Yeah, it's humbling. That's about all I got. It's humbling.
It's crazy. Having ADHD, I start three different... Dude, you have no idea. I probably got 20 episodes started that I haven't finished. And now it's been so long ago, I don't remember what I was writing about.
JJ, did you just turn into the dude from Moana?
Yeah.
Can't think of his name. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I just want to stress again that we can't thank you guys enough. Crazy. Yeah. You're all crazy. Go and support all our creator buddies.
Yeah.
Tony, Jeremiah.
Everybody that popped in, man.
Professionals, Bigfoot Society. Eric from Uncomfortable, Conspiracy Chaos, Burton, Troy, all of our guys that are out there grinding with us. Go show them some love. Because they're always on here. Go, Necro's always in, been coming back around. Just go. People are putting in a lot of hard work.
Yeah. Oh. It's fucking rad to kind of see I'm at like a happy stage in my life. I feel like the chat has been exceptionally happy tonight, which is fucking cool.
Yeah, everybody's cool.
It is. It's fucking cool. It's rad.
Just to see everybody in here, like together, congregating around.
It's awesome. It's great. It's one of the coolest feelings to see everybody getting along.
It's
just talking, shooting shit, being weirdos.
It's a testament to the community that you guys have built around the show.
Yeah.
You fucking weirdos. All right. But I'm going to wrap it up there. Thanks for hanging out with us again. Hope you guys have a wonderful week. And on that, stay safe, stay weird. And we cannot put into words how much we appreciate you all. We love you guys.